very excited about this. A new invention, and he's taking the guesswork out of goatee grooming. The Goatee Saver is a product that guys place on their face, shave oil girls, doesn't matter, to shave around to get the perfectly symmetrical goatee. I don't know whether you're one of these people that thinks, well, you know, I'd just love to have the right goatee, but I just can't get it right. Well, this is the answer for you. The Goatee Saver, the man who's invented the thing, his name is Scott Bungie, and he is in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hey, Scott!
Hey, how you doing, Paul?
I'm very well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you.
Scott, what's the story then? What, you're sitting there, you're shaving, you're thinking, I want myself a goatee. I just couldn't get it right. Is that what happened?
Well, actually, I've had a goatee for several years, and I've always looked in the mirror trying to shave the left side of my goatee and then shave the right side, and then I go back to the left side and shave a little bit more, and finally decided about 2 years ago I started this invention to come up with a product that would allow me to get the goatee that women would admire and men would respect.
And is that what's happening now? Women are admiring and men are respecting?
Man, I tell you what, I get so much respect now, you just can't believe it.
You know what? I can't even see it, and you get respect for me here. So tell me about this piece of work here. What do you do? You stick it on your face? What does it look like? What can we, what is it?
Yeah, absolutely. What it is it has four different adjustments on it, because one of the things I worked on was, you know, different men have different size faces and different goatee styles that they want to wear. And so basically it has three adjustments on the front. One is right underneath the nose. One is in the middle of the mouth. Yeah. And then one's like at the bottom of the chin. So it has a turnbuckle. So if you adjust it one way, it goes evenly out or back in on the left and the right side of the face. And then it has a mouthpiece that you bite on, so that when you go to shave, you just take and put it in your mouth and bite on it, and basically it gives you that. It blocks the goatee from being shaved, and it keeps it even on the left and the right and down underneath the chin as well.
So you just hold it in like that, and then you shave around the outside, and then you take your thing out your mouth. Bob's your uncle. You got a fantastic goatee.
Absolutely. And it's, like I said, the mouthpiece adjusts up and down, too, as well. Some guys like to grow the goatee a little bit further down on their chin, underneath their chin. Some people have two chins. They like to try to get both of those chins in there. So, you know, I had to make it where it would fit even a Jay Leno chin.
So. Hey, Scott, let me ask you this. So, are you thinking maybe branching out to the full beard? Because, you know, there are some people that wear the beard with, you know, crazy things on the cheeks, and it's all so carefully coiffured. Maybe you could have one for the full beard as well as the goatee. Is that a possibility?
Well, we might. We might look at that. We're going to take and my passion is for the man that has a goatee.
Yeah, you're a goatee man, aren't you? I can tell you're a goatee man.
I'm a goatee man, so definitely something later we may look at that, but right now we're focusing on the goatee.
Do you think the goatee is the future there, Scott?
I do think it is the future. I don't know across the pond how many guys over in the UK wear a goatee, but over in the US we've got millions of men that are sporting the goatee now, and it's the thing that's in. And I think it is over in the UK as well.
I can only think of Billy Joel wears a goatee at the moment, doesn't he? He's got the goatee. Michael McDonald, now the singer with a goatee. Even the gambler, Kenny Rogers, wears the goatee now. You know, I can't believe the gambler's got rid of his full beard. Any other celebrity goatee wearers that you admire?
Well, we've got Jim Rohn, who's on ESPN. He's a big sports talk show host on ESPN. We got Brad Pitt, and Brad Pitt's also sporting a goatee.
Is he goateeing now? Is he really? I didn't realize that.
Adam Sandler's another goatee guy. That's actually a new movie he just came out with. That he's sporting a goatee in his new movie. He just recently been released, and so there's quite a few folks.
Well, listen, it's good to speak to you, Scott. Thank you for taking the time. It's an incredible invention. And is there a website? Can we see it online? Can we buy it? Can we use it?
Yes, the product will be launching in about 30 days. It's actually being manufactured overseas, and it's we've made a few last-minute adjustments to it, so it should be out. You can actually pre-buy it right now on www.goateesaver.com. You can actually go on and pre-buy it right now, and it should be out in about 30 days.
Listen, congratulations. Well done. It's good to speak to you. Have a great weekend.